Mix 101.7, Saturday morning huddle, and we focus on the Sioux Central Rebels and head coach Brandon Goodchild. 18-6, Rebels defeat South O'Brien. Always nice to win, Brandon, and especially on homecoming. Congratulations.
Yeah, you know, with all the activities going on, and it's always good to get a win on that week.
12-0, you were up at halftime. What about the first and second quarters?
All right, you know, we had a couple drives early there, and it ended up about six and a half minutes left in the first quarter. Ben Hargens had a six-yard touchdown. And in the second quarter there, about 6.5 minutes, Jake Hansen ran a 15-yard touchdown in, and neither of our two-point conversions were good. Hmm.
And you made it a three-score game in the third quarter, right?
Right. About 6.5 minutes in the third quarter there, Jake Hansen completed Chase Jessen for a 12-yard touchdown pass. And then also our two-point conversion was not good. And then in the third quarter there, South O'Brien put together a drive, and their quarterback went in for an 8-yard touchdown.
And he didn't add to the lead in the fourth quarter, but you chewed up a lot of the clock, correct?
Right. You know, we had a good drive that ate up probably a good 5 or 6 minutes in the fourth quarter there. And we ended up fumbling down on our close to our goal line, giving them the ball back with about a minute and a half left in the game.
Well, Mr. Hargens continues to carry the mail for you, so to speak.
Right. He had 32 carries, 188 yards. You know, you got to give some credit to those South O'Brien front line. I mean, they were giving us some fits in the first half there, and they were, controlling the line of scrimmage every once in a while there. But our guys, you know, we adjusted at halftime, and I thought they did a nice job adjusting and came out and put something together.
And your quarterback, Jake Hansen, also had a touchdown run, and getting a little more from Jake this week in the passing game, too.
Right, and that's going to be important here in the weeks to come. We got to, obviously we're going to run the football, but we got to definitely capitalize, and we're starting to capitalize on some of those pass plays, and our receivers are running some good routes, and it's opening up our run game a little bit.
Jake had four completions, threw a touchdown, and three of those receptions belonging to Chase Jessen, who was on the receiving end of that touchdown pass, and a couple of guys on the defensive side. I see Preston Sampson especially shined with 9.5 tackles, five of those solos, and also had a quarterback sack from Caden Krager, who played well too.
Right, and both those guys did a nice job defensively. And they had, like I said, they had a nice line, and they were pretty aggressive up front, which, I guess it's not going to get any easier down the road here, so we need to make sure we're ready to go.
Do you know how many yards you allowed South O'Brien on the night?
You know, I don't know. I know they had about 6 or 7 first downs, which, is always good to get them off, three and out, get them off the field.
Mm-hmm. So the defense did their job all in all, and Preston Sampson had a fumble recovery for you, your lone takeaway of the night, and Sioux Central takes an 18-6 homecoming victory over South O'Brien, and next up on to Holstein to tangle with the Ridgeview Raptors, a game we will broadcast next Friday as the area game of the week on Mix 101.7. Look forward to talking to you more about that in a few days. Coach Goodchild, appreciate the time. Congrats again on the win, and have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.